This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Rudraprayag district of Uttarakhand, at least 13 people died in an accident on the Badrinath National Highway near Rituli, where a tourist vehicle plunged into a gorge. 7 critically injured pilgrims were airlifted to AIIMS Rishikesh, while another 7 are undergoing treatment at the district hospital. According to the reports, the vehicle carried 26 people when the incident occurred. Upon receiving the information, a rescue operation was immediately conducted by the district magistrate and police superintendent, supported by SDRF, fire services, district disaster management teams and water police. All bodies have been recovered. State Governor Gurmeet Singh, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have expressed deep condolences. The Chief Minister has instructed the district magistrate to conduct a comprehensive investigation into the incident. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah added that the local administration and SDRF teams are engaged in relief and rescue work and all possible help is being provided to the injured. At least 8 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar division of Chhattisgarh today. In the gun battle, 1 Jawan of Special Task Force was also killed and 2 other security personnel were also injured. A joint team of BSF, ITBP, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force had launched a search on the basis of inputs regarding the presence of Maoists in a Bujmar area of Bastar division. An encounter took place this morning. Bodies of killed Maoists along with 2 rifles, 1 BGL launcher and other arms and ammunition were recovered from the spot. The condition of injured security personnel is reported to be out of danger. The search operation is still going on in the area. Tesim Pongte, MLA from Changlang North, has been elected unanimously as the Speaker of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly. The special session of the Assembly started with the election of the Speaker. Pro-term Speaker Ninong Ering announced Tesim Pongte elected unopposed as the Speaker of the State Legislative Assembly as there was no other nomination received for the post. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu distributed portfolios among his Council of Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his visit to Italy as productive, saying it was an important G7 summit, where he presented India's perspective at the world stage. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted that the discussions were held with world leaders on various subjects. He further expressed a shared commitment to create impactful solutions that benefit the global community and create a better world for future generations. During his visit, the Prime Minister attended the G7 summit and held bilaterals with several world leaders, including his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, French President Emmanuel Macron and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Modi returned to New Delhi this morning after concluding his day-long visit to Italy. In Switzerland, an international conference aiming to lay the groundwork for a peace process in the Ukraine war will take place at the Bergenstock Resort on Lake Lucerne today. Prime ministers and other high-ranking representatives from around 100 countries as well as from international organizations are expected to attend the conference. The 18th edition of Mumbai International Film Festival, MIFF 2024, will be inaugurated in Mumbai today. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, is going to be present for the opening ceremony. Interestingly, parallel screenings will also be held in Delhi, Kolkata, Pune and Chennai, broadening the festival's reach to audiences across the country. These 4 cities will also witness dazzling red carpet events. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will take on Canada in their last group stage match at Central Broward Park Stadium in Florida this evening. The inaugural champions, India, have already secured a spot in the Super 8 from Group A. And that is the end of this news bulletin.